Hello, Gwendolyn Christie here, and you're listening to the Callisto Protocol Helix Station, brought to you in three-dimensional immersive audio.
In cages. The living. They're all eating, sleeping, shitting on the dead.
Percy, we gotta keep you cool.
Kane, they're eating each other.
Don't let it get to you. Just keep your eyes on the prize.
All my years. We need to save them.
We can't help them. Grover drills holes in their brains. His slaves are so far gone, if you let them loose, they'll rip you limb from limb. If they're eating the rotten dead, they'll just chomp at the chance to taste something fresh.
Kroba is going to pay for this.
They don't appreciate human traffickers too much in Black Iron. He'll pay, all right. One way or another, we all do.
Shh. I see floodlights up ahead. I think I've got his shadow.
Careful now.
Approaching target.
Relax. It will all be over soon.
Please, don't do this.
I know you're scared right now. Hopeless. One little zap with my drill in your eye socket, and that will all fade away. And you'll be like all the others. Numb, dumb, and hungry. I don't have enough resources to feed you all, so you'll eat what you can and who you can. Until I find you a new owner. Okay. We're ready.
No!
Please, don't. Struggle. I don't want to miss.
Kroba!
Huh?
Did you get him?
Right in the kneecap.
Ah, you bitch!
How's that feel, Kroba? You run, and you don't look back.
Thank you.
Go!
You ready to rot in a cage?
Go ahead. Go ahead, take me in. But I won't spend a second behind those black iron bars. The UJC can be bought just like they were the last time. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, you know, you're right. You probably would get off on some technicality, wouldn't you?
Percy, just slap the cuffs on him and get out of there.
Sorry, Kane. Bad connection down here. Catching a little interference.
Percy, don't even think about it.
Gotta go.
What are you gonna do? Kill me?
Keys.
I can pay triple whatever you'll get for my bounty. Why don't we talk it through over a warm meal?
I'm not hungry. They are.
No. No, no, please. Please, please, don't. Please don't.
Wake up. It's dinner time.
Don't. I'll go. Take me. Take me in, please. Listen to me, bitch!
Some doors should never be opened.
Please!
And some doors should never be closed. You're right. I do look happy to see you.
No! No! Please! Get away from me! Get away from me!
Go on now, Krober. Smile for the camera, you goddamn pig!
Why'd you have to kill him?
All I did was unlock a door.
A door you should have left shut. He was worth five times as much alive, and now all we have is some gruesome holotape to turn in. We need that money. We deserve it.
Not as much as they deserve their revenge. Definitely not as much as he deserved what was coming.
That may be, but his dead ass barely pays for the fuel on this trip. You know how much it costs to fly from Europa to Io? We can't afford to be zipping all around the patrolled zone.
Just... There were children in those cages! Children!
I need to sit down.
You never used to be like this.
Yeah, well, time changes everything.
I think it's more like all that shit you're bumping has got your noggin all scrambled.
If you have something to say, don't beat around the bush. Just say it.
All right. I think you're losing it. You're starting to get sloppy.
People were down there eating people.
And in the middle of the job, you had another panic attack. Just like the last job. And the one before that.
And we caught every one of those guys. Look. Do we have a problem here?
I don't know, Percy. Do we?
I'm fine. I've got this.
Doesn't seem like you do.
Then maybe we should just each go our own way. I don't need you doubting me.
Then don't make me doubt you. Just do the job. Watching you fall apart is getting old.
Watching you getting old is getting old.
Emergency power activated.
There's a ship out there. Can you read their insignia?
UJC Corrections. What the hell is Black Iron Security doing all the way out here?
They've shut us down. Navigation is all theirs.
Incoming message.
Percy Riggs and Kane Phoenix. This is Black Iron Security. We've halted your vehicle and request hull access. Be prepared. We're coming aboard.
Under what orders?
I suggest you deactivate your weapons.
All of this because of some dead trafficker?
I doubt it. But you know how I feel about visitors.
Come on. on.
No need to be bashful. First, thanks for the hospitality. I understand this is a bit unconventional. I'm Metzger. To my right is Lieutenant Prendergast.
What's up?
This here is Sergeant Tanaka, our demolitions and robotics expert.
Howdy.
Great. Maybe you can tell me why the hell you're on my ship?
Of course. And you've both been personally requested to assist us on a special mission.
Requested by who?
We're asking the questions around here, old-timer. So why don't you shut that metal squawk box you call a voice?
This voice is from a windpipe implant I got after a shootout on Ganymede. Keep talking to me like that, and you'll find out what happened to the other guy.
Does it have a mute button?
You touch it, and I'll shove it right up your ass.
I bet you'd enjoy that.
Easy, friends. Easy. Let me apologize for Lieutenant Prendergast. He's fresh out of the academy and a little trigger happy.
Don't talk about me like I'm not here.
Can it, Prendergast?
You've both been requested for this mission from the head of Black Iron Security.
From Ferris? What the hell does Ferris want with us?
Well, let's just say we require your assistance with a delicate matter. Tanaka, fire up the holo.
Here you go.
Good morning, crew. This transmission is meant only for those five sets of eyes in front of me. Now, last night, an inmate escaped the confines of Black Iron Prison. The fugitive stole one of our cargo ships and departed Callisto en route to the ghost ship formerly known as Helix Station.
Hell no.
You five are going there. You're going to stop them. People cannot and will not know that a prisoner has escaped under my watch. You capture him, you kill him. I don't care how you do it, but it is imperative you hunt him down. Captain Metzger will provide you with any additional details. Good luck.
I'm not going to Helix. Thanks, but no thanks. The past can stay in the past.
We don't care what you want.
Prendergast. Percy, it's your history with Helix that makes you essential for the mission. What happened to you on board the station, it's not our concern. Our only objective is to track down the fugitive.
I'm not going back to that twisted hellhole.
You don't really believe in all that superstitious bullshit now, do you?
Helix doesn't give. Helix takes. Takes something from everyone. Every single thing that enters that station changes for the worse. It's best you remember that.
Come now. You don't really believe the station is cursed.
Don't tell me she believes in gummers. Listen, lady, we're locked and loaded. If you're scared of ghosts and ghouls, stick by me. I'll keep you safe.
It doesn't matter what I believe. I'm not going.
Well, then... you're done for, Percy. Your career's over.
Just take a second look at her. Percy's not of any use to anyone. She can barely keep it together. You're shit out of luck.
Oh, enough.
Unfortunately, if you don't take the job, there might be unforeseen consequences. The United Jupiter Company gave you clearances and visas to work the patrolled zone, and they can revoke them. All your perks and licenses and those looks the other way, they'll be gone. There'll be no more skip tracing for the two of you.
What kind of work can two ex-skip tracers find in the Jovian system? You'd end up slaving away on some mineral mine in the Badlands.
We'd like to leave immediately. In your ship, it'll help us fly under the radar. Any other questions?
Just one. You that same Metzger stationed on board the Pathfinder? Killed a bunch of workers during a strike?
The media loves to exaggerate details. Anything for a good story.
Or a bloody one.
So, what's it gonna be, people? Yes or no?
Well, I'll go.
The hell you will. We can find other work. Head back to Earth if we need to.
Kane will talk about our price.
Percy.
I said we'll do it.
That's what I like to hear. It's Metzger. They're in. You can detach the ship and report back to Black Iron. We're all good here.
You'll have to excuse me. I need a minute to freshen up. God damn it.
It's me.
I'm in here.
You need some help?
Can you replace my cartridge?
What are you up to? 5 doses a day?
Only on missions.
What would our new partners think about this, That the skip Teresa they just hired injects dope straight into her permanent spinal tap?
They don't have to think anything, because they don't need to know.
Okay, it's in.
Thanks.
I don't like it when you ask me to help kill you.
Helix will be half a day's ride from here. Until then?
Where are you going?
I haven't slept in 3 days. I'm gonna rest. I suggest you do the same.
I'll fly.
Keep her in one piece, kid.
Everyone else do what you need to do to get ready. Because it's going to be go time soon enough.
All right, then. Get some rest. I'm going to watch a holo.
This is one of the great slums in the failed state of America. 50 million residents living in squalor. The smog is so thick, it blocks out the sun. In the last year alone, there were over 15,000 gang-related homicides. We turn now to Melanie, a failed state local.
I'm from the slums of the FSA. My husband Randy got sick with intestinal cancer. To pay for treatments, we had to take money from loan sharks. When we couldn't pay, he was forced to fight in the debtor's pits. After he died, I didn't know how I was going to support my children.
Do you have a story that's similar to Melanie's? Are you and your family trapped on Earth, living in despair? Then join the United Jupiter Company, where a new life awaits you among the stars. Here in the Jovian system, opportunity knocks. You can work as an engineer in the aqueducts of Europa, or as a farmhand in the orchards of Ganymede. Look at Melanie now, working as a miner in the great caves of Io.
Joining the UJC turned my life around. We no longer have to worry about crime or disease because the United Jupiter Company has our back. Isn't that right, kids?
We love the UJC.
Or come live on board the Helix Station, the diamond in the dark. Helix is the home to thousands of UJC residents, all living in the most advanced space station ever built.
It's powered by the revolutionary new
Carpenter Drive, ensuring that... Life on board Helix is worldly.
Percy.
Percy.
You have to die.
Percy.
Percy!
Don't leave him.
Percy!
We're here.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Enjoying the trip down memory lane?
She's even bigger than I remember. The diamond in the dark.
Doomed from the day they built it. Man shouldn't have been out here playing God. Building worlds up to the stars.
Dear me, Kane. Didn't take you for a poet.
There's a lot you don't know about me. Suggest you keep it that way.
This place is freaky as hell. I can see why it gives everyone the creeps.
What's all that debris surrounding the station?
It's not debris.
It's the cloud of corpses.
Good God. What have we gotten ourselves into?
You've got a lot to learn about history, kid.
I suppose this is why our fugitive picked this place. You knew we'd be scared.
I don't get scared.
You will.
Careful of the proximity mines. They should be coming up in a few clicks. Unfortunately, they're all old school. Nothing I can do about that.
All right. Swallow the fear. Let's gear up. Let's get this briefing out of the way.
Sure. On with it.
We're going to be dropping into Helix Station, once the thriving first stop for Jovian colonists. Now it's just an off-the-grid ghost ship with a PR problem. Helix has a 20-mile radius with the ability to house 500,000 colonists. As Percy can surely remember, 20 years ago, its Carpenter Drive went supercritical, flooding the station with ionized radiation. Hence our beautiful space graveyard. The UJC has since shut it down and blocked it off, using these proximity mines as a deterrent. Inside, we can expect fluctuating radiation level, decaying, possibly malfunctioning antique security bots, and our fugitive. A man who should be considered the most dangerous criminal in the galaxy. No one knows we're here. No one's coming to save us.
Great.
Percy will be our guide. Tanaka will be relying on your robotic skills should we run into any issues.
Yeah. I'll do what I can.
The rest of us, We should set our mindsets on one thing and one thing only. Shoot to kill.
Jesus. How many bodies are floating out here?
Thousands. From here to the station, we're swimming in the sea of the dead.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
You okay, Percy? You look a little...
What's that out there? Just outside the ring. You see it, kid?
Shit. Tanaka, anything on the radar?
It just popped out of nowhere. The corpses must have washed out the signal.
Mine detected. Impact imminent.
Everyone, helmets on!
I didn't see it.
It wasn't on the radar, I swear!
Pull left, Prendergast. We're gonna hit the starboard side.
Pull left now! Now!
Brace for impact!
Shit!
Episode 1, The Proposition. The Callisto Protocol, Helix Station, stars Gwendolyn Christie as Percy, Sam Littlefield as Prendergast, Michael Ironside as Kane, Kevin Durand as Metzger, Cassandra Blair as Tanaka, with additional performances by Sam Witwer as Leon Ferris, Blake Robbins as Kroeber, Eric Scanlon as The Prisoner, Elizabeth Evans as The Ship's Voice, Jessica Griffin as Narrator, Krista Scott Reed as Melanie, Aaron Anderson as The Mother, Lonnie Arnold and Quentin Blanton Jr. as The Two Kids. Audio story by Jake Emanuel and Willie Block at Breaking and Entering. Written by Gregory Thompson and Tex Gresham. Directed by Jake Emanuel and Willie Block. Executive produced by Paula Chowles and Rob Capps. Executive producers, Jake Emanuel and Willie Block. Produced by Gloria Bradbury and Tess Ryan. Original music and composition by Ryland Blackington. Music editing by Stephen Blevins. Sound design and mix by Sam Plattner. Sound design by Pacific Standard Sound, Jimmy Miller, Matt Yoakum, and Ryan Sullivan. Dialogue editor, Eileen Roberts. Casting director, Daryl Eisenberg and Ali Beans. Assistant director, Kyle Smithers. Script supervisor, J.C. Hines. Project manager, Cameron Mark Lewis. Production coordinator, Arati Misro. Production assistant, Ryan Mercatante. Audio engineering by Charles Carroll and David Wilson. Assistant editor, Beatriz Nerona. Trailer editor, Owen Granich Young. Production legal, Erica Jewell. The Callisto Protocol, Helix Station, is a Striking Distance Studios and Godfrey Dadich Partners production. Striking Distance Studios. Story consultants, Scott Whitney, Eric Lieb, and Glenn Schofield. Executive producers, Adam Krause and TJ Kansuyi. Associate producers, Vincent Kwong and Daniel Jordanengo. VP Business Development, Blake Hennin. Based on the world of the Callisto Protocol, created by Glenn Schofield, CEO and Game Director.
Hey.
every 5 minutes. A transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.